y'all, this is Mama Susie coming at ya. I told you I'd be back. I had my husband's family out for his family reunion, and we all had a good time, and we all spent a lot of time together, and we went on our nephew's boat, and we got to meet our nieces and some new nieces, their little ones, and we just had a really good time. We try to all help each other through good times and bad, and you know, that's what you gotta do with family and friends. And you know, if you don't have a good family or you don't have good friends, you know, if you can have one person who has your back and loves you for you and cares for you, you know, when you're going through things in life, it just makes it a whole lot easier. And I know for myself, just trusting in the Lord Jesus, that's what gets me through so many rough times. There's a lot of rough things going on in this world, you know, with the pandemic and a lot of sadness. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of relationships have broken up, friendships, even families. And, you know, we just got to keep our eyes on Jesus and keep, you know, going forward in life. Today, I want to talk a little bit about, it's kind of like a little morning pick-me-up, but it's afternoon right now. And it's about forgiveness in life. And this is going to help you with your health even. You know, if you don't know me well, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I love with all my heart and soul, but I'm very cautious and I guard my heart. That's where life flows from me. If you break my trust as a friend or whomever, it takes me a long time to trust you again. Sometimes I give chances, sometimes I don't, and I distance myself because I need peace and to think and pray. I forgive because that's what Jesus asks us to do. Sometimes the person or persons you forgive don't care or realize what it did to you, but you have to keep going. You have to stay strong. People may not be loyal to you at times and may hurt you more than you know, but Jesus and our Holy Father God is faithful and loves us. Just remember to never stop going, trying, and loving people, okay? And how you take this and you put this towards your life and your health, it could change your mindset and how you're feeling. And I will honestly tell you that over 2 years when I started this, I almost felt hopeless. I almost felt, I put it, worn out and just ready, just like, ugh. I felt like a total, I don't know, I felt like mush. I felt terrible. I was just totally weak. I was very ill from my periods. I was very sick and didn't know I was developing diabetes. I didn't know I had other health issues. It was one thing after another. A lot of things affected me, and I internalized that, and you know, in your life, and when you care for others and they don't care for you as much as you care for them, it can really hurt your heart, because sometimes you really try to make the best of a bad situation, as they say. But sometimes things, you know, people aren't meant to be in your life. Sometimes people are here for a reason, and sometimes people are here for a season. And sometimes, you know, if they do you wrong or say things that hurt you, or they don't know the whole story, or they only hear a version of somebody's story, it can really, like, dig at your soul. And I think a lot of us can kind of relate, because in one way or another, because we've had this happen to us. And whether it's family or friends or a coworker or anything, and you just got to remember that you are special and God made you special, and it doesn't matter about what ailments you have. It doesn't matter where you came from. It matters truly who you are going to become. And if you don't know Jesus, or you don't believe in Jesus and God, and you just think of Christianity as going to church and believing different doctrines and different things and such, you know, sometimes those different doctrines can, and denominations can really mess with people's thought process, and you kind of get it in your head. And I follow the King James Version Bible, and that has really helped me through a lot of things that I can't even explain. And I really, you know, I'm 45, almost 46 in January, and I come to the realization that a lot of people that I thought loved me or do love me, they really don't know me. And I don't think they've really tried to get to know me, because maybe they don't know themselves. And I always would think there was something wrong with me. And I know you can't fix a situation or fix people, and you don't have to shine your light for other people. I shine my light for God. He is my light in my life. And I am glad that I can help you what you're going through and your pain. I pray that you're taking care of yourself and your diabetes, and you're watching your numbers. I pray that you have peace in your life, and that whatever your stressful situation is, however, you know, you have to try to take it and turn the situation around in some way. Sometimes a bad situation down the road, can something good can come out of it. And I tell you these things because even as a small child, all the way up to as old as I am now, I kind of thought and pondered on a lot of things. And I often thought, why is this person the way they are? And why am I the way I am? And as I learned, as time goes on, I am who God wants me to be, because I'm allowing Him to mold me and shape me. And when I try to do things on my own, sometimes it's just, I'm just not who He wants me to be. And you know, sometimes I'm a crabby person because I'm trying to struggle to do all this stuff on my own, and instead of just giving it to Him and letting Him heal me and make me feel whole and make me feel better. I feel that if we can forgive others, you know, it helps us in our heart. Jesus said, you know, love one another and love thy neighbor as thyself. And to forgive others as I've forgiven you. And that means a lot, because I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And He strengthens me And no matter what anyone says or anyone does or anything, it says that in the Bible, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I really believe that. I believe wholeheartedly in my soul that Jesus will return someday and he will bring back all his followers and all that are born again and that love him. And he will, you know, he will take great care of us. And as time goes on, whatever happens will happen, but we will be safe with him. So I want to give you that reassurance. I want to talk with you, give you a little bit about, you know, life and forgiveness, about love, how those things can affect you. And all the, you know, every podcast that I've done that I've talked about different things, kind of are all like relating, coming down to basically this one. And how do I articulate this? We're malleable, okay, as people. The good things we allow in our life will flourish in us. The bad things we allow in our life will hinder us and make us feel terrible. And if we already have health issues and things going on in our life, we need to focus our eyes on good things and kind people and good, you know, good situations. And no matter what's happening in the world, we have to have that reassurance that God has us, that we will be okay, to not live in fear, and to remember that we are the daughters and the sons of the King, and his name is Jesus Christ. And I thank you so much all these years now for listening to my podcast. I thank you for all your kind messages and likes and claps and sweetness. And I love you. I sincerely love you all. And I truly pray you're taking good care of yourselves. Because, you know, really, we're the only thing we got, you know, besides, you know, our awesome Lord, but we're the only us we got, you know? So we have to do that. We have to take care of ourselves. And I'm glad that this is reaching so many people. And you guys can just kind of sit back and think, you know, is she really like this? And, you know, I'm telling you, I really like this. This is me. God has formed me and shaped me from a pitiful, sad person who was very, very sick. And he's uplifted me and he's strengthened me and he continues to strengthen me every day. And it helps me encourage other people and helps me. He encourages me every day to do, you know, live my life. And I think we're all here for a special reason, and God gives us all gifts, and we are to discover those gifts. We know, you know, we know right from wrong. From the time we're little children, we know right from wrong. And we have to keep choosing the right thing. We have to keep choosing being good and being kind and loving, and trying to remember that we're only here for a moment. And it doesn't really matter about the chatter people say or things you see on TV and rumors and whatever might be on social media. And what matters, honestly, is what God thinks of you, what you think of yourself, how you take care of his temple. Because your body is your temple, and you, if you are born again, you are part of Christ. He dwells in you, the Holy Spirit. And if you take care of that, then he will continue to help you. And sometimes, like, when we get really down about, like, feeling sick and our sugar is crazy and it, you know, maybe we had a piece of bread that day and it went up to 180 or 200 or who knows. Maybe you're not feeling what, you know, well, or, you know, maybe you had a headache or sinus, you know, issue or allergies or something, and it kind of sets off your sugar, you know. Or say, you know, if you have PCOS, you're having issues conceiving a baby or having, you know, and trying to have periods, and you have to take medicine for that, and sometimes that makes you really sick. And, you know, that's a long, drawn-out process. And I give it to anyone who is going through these things, because I've experienced those things, and I can relate, and I know how hard these situations can be. And a lot of times people don't realize, because you can set yourself back by not, you know, trying to keep going forward in your life. So always have hope. And always remember your dreams. Even if you don't achieve those dreams, keep setting goals and dreams for yourself. My niece just, she's getting ready to, little while, she's going to be an RN nurse. And we're so very proud of her. And she's worked so hard. And, you know, in this day and age, it's just very crazy and stuff, and I think of her and all the goodness in this world and try not to think of anything bad or negative. And I think of all those people who have helped me in my life, and I hope that I've helped you, and I'm so thankful for you, because your kindness and your sweetness has blessed me. And no one really truly knows you, I believe, except God. And through God, he helps you know yourself. And you have to say to yourself, well, I'm not that bad, because he made me. You know, it's something that you learn to set your thought process differently. You try not to dwell on, you know, bad things, negative things, past issues, and you past things that have happened, and you keep moving forward. You don't allow people to tell you who you are and what you're going to do in your life, but you try to make the very best life that you can. So I want to give you all this encouragement today. Talk about forgiveness, love, and life. And let you know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm so very proud of you and so thankful for you. And I love you and I care for you. And I hope that you feel the same way about me, and you feel the same way about yourself. Because we're only here for a moment. Let's make the best of it. You know, we may have different opinions or feelings or beliefs, and my beliefs are mine, and I'm very passionate about them because I have a relationship with Jesus and God, and it's different than just a religion. I'm not a religious person. I'm a follower of Christ, and no one ever can take that from me. Because as a child, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. I asked him into my heart. I asked him for forgiveness. And I was made new. And as I got older and went through different things, I had to really hold on tight to Jesus and I really had to stop trying to do things on my own and listening to other people's advice and just do what God said to do, because He really is, He is a peacemaker. He is everything. God is the great I Am. He's the King of Kings, Holy of Holies, and He's helped me through all of this, and I'm just glad I can share that with you and share my life with you. And so many people are afraid to be themselves and afraid to speak and afraid to do this or that. And I just want to let you know that I serve a risen Savior named Jesus Christ, and He will set you free no matter what you're going through, no matter what ailment, sickness, sadness, whatever. He is there for you. And even if you're not a part of a church, even if you just slightly believe, it says if you have, in the Bible, if you have just faith as a mustard seed, as little as mustard seed, if, you know, basically if you have smalls of mustard seed, that can flourish in you. And that's what Jesus said in the Bible. You know, the basis of it is you just have as much faith as a mustard seed. You know, that things will improve, things will get better, and that God has a better plan for you. So, you know, I'm not trying to push my beliefs on you. I'm just sharing my heart and my love for the Lord and what continues to give me drive and hope and love, and how I can, you know, find ways. He tells me how to find ways, basically, you know, through prayer, how He can help you. And He helps me. And like I said a long time ago, the only way we can truly help others is by helping ourselves. We don't have to be selfish, but we have to take care of ourselves and our bodies. We have to take care of our minds and everything. We have to take good care, and that's important. You know, it's important to get enough sleep. It's important to, talk with your friends and family and have special times. It's important to, have a you day. So I hope you guys do that sometimes and really think about all these things I say, because I know you always wonder, you know, is this person really the way they are? You know, are they really this nice? Are they really this way? And, you know, I can honestly say I'm like any person, but I have Jesus, and I have to lean on Him, because I'm a normal person. I just have the Lord, so I'm supposed to be different. I'm supposed to be a good example for other people. And, you know, some days I have my days where, you know, I'm tired or crabby, or, you know, people annoy me or do me wrong or say something wrong. And, you know, I'm a regular person. You know, I'm a mom and a wife and an aunt and a sister and a daughter and a friend, you know, and a niece and a, you know, I'm so many things. And so are you guys. You are so many things to so many people. And I really hope that you have people who can surround you and love you and care for you and be kind to you. And you can do that to them too. You could be, you know, you can be a light in someone's life. You can do one little thing. You know, they used to talk about random acts of kindness. I don't think they had to be random acts of kindness. They just have to be kindness and love. And that's important. And we can heal from the inside out. You know, we can do all these things, take care of ourselves and that. And, you know, you just don't even know, like, what it can do in your life. You know, it can help your health. You know, when you start feeling better, you can start walking and exercising. And, you know, you get up and you stretch in the morning. You can do stretching and, you know, jumping jacks. Or if you can't do that with your knees, you try other non-jumping exercises. And, you know, if you have a dog, you take the dog outside to play. And, you know, you just do whatever you have to do to help yourself feel better. And you just keep your, you know, your mind clear of the negative stuff and just keep pressing forward. And I think that if we all can do that, it's going to help our diabetes, it's going to help our PCOS, and it really, truly, it's going to help a lot of people, you know, with whatever they're going through. You know, I know it's helped me. And, you know, another thing, if you have a sense of humor, please use it. Please don't be afraid to use your sense of humor. Don't be afraid to joke. You know, you don't have to hurt someone's feelings by, you know, being raunchy or nasty, saying nasty stuff. But, you know, tell a joke, you know, be silly, be weird, be you, you know. That's the only person you can be is yourself. And you gotta love yourself. You know, and you take that sense of humor. You take your personality and you flourish from all the goodness in your life and think good things about yourself, you know? And it's gonna make your health better. And stay away from people who really don't have your basically they don't have good intentions for you, and they don't have nice things to say, and always putting you down. And, you know, maybe you know people who put you down about your weight, or say, oh, you're diabetic, you shouldn't eat this, or you have this and you shouldn't do this. Just kind of stay away from them sometimes, because they truly don't understand what you're going through. You know, people have different things that they're working on in life. We all do, you know. So give yourself a pat on the back. You guys are awesome, you know. In Michigan we say awesome, like back in the 90s. But you guys are awesome. You continue to take care of yourselves. Leave me messages pertaining to the podcast. I thank you for all you've done, and, you know, for everything. So I'll be back soon, and I love you guys. You take care. Mama Susie coming back. Bye-bye.